Steve Baker's emotional testimony, "Thank you, President Trump, for ending this nightmare." Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On Monday evening, former President Donald Trump made headlines by issuing full, complete, and unconditional pardons to the majority of January 6 defendants, describing them as political hostages. The move fulfills a significant campaign promise and has brought relief to over 1,500 individuals whose lives were upended by federal prosecution following the events of January 6, 2021. Trump also commuted the sentences of more than a dozen oath keepers, suggesting they could eventually receive full pardons pending further review. Among those celebrating this decision is investigative journalist Steve Baker, whose coverage of the January 6 protests and riots for his blog, The Pragmatic Constitutionalist, placed him in the crosshairs of the Department of Justice under the Biden administration. Baker shared his story in an emotional and exclusive interview with Joseph McKinnon of Blaze Media, which has since been shared on YouTube. "This nightmare is over." In the video, Baker's voice trembled as he reflected on the relief the pardons have brought, not just for himself, but for countless others who have suffered devastating personal losses. "So many others lost everything," Baker said, recounting the experiences of individuals who were prosecuted for what he described as nonviolent, glorified trespassing. "Many of these people," he noted, "simply walked through open doors at the Capitol, took photos, and left, only to find their lives shattered by federal charges. They lost their homes, their families, their jobs, their careers," Baker explained. "Because of the over-weaponization, the over-prosecution, the over-sentencing, their lives were destroyed." Baker, who attended the protests as a journalist, emphasized his innocence in the events. Carrying a camera, tripod, and microphone, he documented the day's occurrences without participating in any unlawful activity. "I didn't assault police officers. I didn't damage any property. I didn't do anything other than just take video," Baker said, noting that his actions were fully captured by both his own footage and Capitol security cameras. Despite the overwhelming evidence of his journalistic role, Baker described sleepless nights and anxiety over the possibility of his life being destroyed by what he called the weaponization of the Department of Justice. A grateful message to Trump. Fighting back tears, Baker expressed his gratitude to Trump for the pardons and commutations, describing the former president's actions as a lifeline for many. "Thank God, President Trump has come forward," he said. "Thank you, President Trump, for ending this nightmare for so many people." He also called attention to the implications of the prosecutions, questioning the fairness of punishing individuals for entering the Capitol during what they believed to be a lawful moment. "These people saw others walking in and thought, 'We've never seen the Capitol before. Let's take a look,'" Baker said. "They took photos, waved a flag, and now their lives are ruined." The blanket pardons have sparked celebration among the families of those prosecuted, with many sharing similar stories of overreach and undue punishment. Trump's actions, delivered just hours after taking the oath of office for the second time, signal his commitment to correcting what he and his supporters view as miscarriages of justice under the Biden administration's Department of Justice. The Blaze Media interview has resonated with viewers, offering a deeply personal perspective on the human cost of the prosecutions. Baker's story sheds light on struggles and highlights the significance of Trump's decision to offer clemency. Baker concluded in the interview, "This wasn't just about me. It was about hundreds, thousands of people who faced penalties far greater than they deserved. Today, I'm grateful. Today, I'm hopeful." The full interview with Steve Baker is available on YouTube, where it continues to gain traction among those seeking to understand the true impact of the events surrounding January 6, 2021.